حي على الفلاح.
The beautiful one. الحاكم رحمه الله mentions in the مستدرك أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated. Prophet ﷺ said, "By the one in whose hand is my soul." So the Prophet ﷺ is swearing by Allah, "The hour will not be established until evil and stinginess are prevalent, and until the honest ones are thought treacherous, and the treacherous honest." I don't know. Do I need to explain that one? We see that all. Okay. If you need an explanation of that, for the most part, look to the Muslim lands and look at the leaders, and that's your explanation. Okay, this one is interesting here, narrated by Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, narrated the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Before the hour strikes," and before the Day of Judgment comes, "people will only give salam to their acquaintances." They will give salam to those that they know specifically, only specific people. "Commerce will be plentiful to the extent that a woman will help her husband in his business. People will give false testimony and truthful testimony will be hidden, and literacy will become widespread." Okay, so let's see. There are a number of things in this hadith. One, people will only give salam to those that they know. And this is so true right now. A lot of times you find people giving salam to those that they know. Sometimes even in the masjid, they'll see, if they don't know someone, then they see someone they know, "Salaam alaikum, kif hal?" If you give salam to someone that you don't know, sometimes they'll be like, "Do I know you?" I remember one time, and this is like many years ago, or maybe not that many, but I was like 17 or what have you, sitting in front of the house, and a Muslim walked by. This is overseas. So I said, "Assalamu alaikum." He said, "Wa alaikum salam." He went to the store or something. He came back maybe 20 minutes later, walked by, said, "Assalamu alaikum." So he came up to me, like, "Ahlan wa sahlan. Do we know each other?" And I don't, and you must know me, the fact that you're giving me salam. But we said, from the signs of the hour. And this began, what's interesting is this began at the time of the companions. One time with the tabi'een, a man came and gave salam to just the companion. And the Prophet ﷺ told them that the Prophet ﷺ said, from the signs of the hour, so that people only give salam to those that they know. And of course, you can imagine it becoming more pronounced towards as time progressed. That was the first one. People only give salam to those that they know. The second one says, commerce will be plentiful to the extent that a woman will help her husband in business, in his business. And I remember there used to be people who used to misunderstand this hadith. They thought that if your wife helps you in your business, that means this is such a bad sign that you love the dunya so much that your wife is now working with you. There's nothing wrong with your wife working with you and helping you with your business. Because I think we can agree that a woman can go work somewhere, right? She can go work at a company and get a paycheck. It's halal. I hope everyone agrees with that. Now, if she can work at some other man's company, which is better, that or she works at her own husband's company? So why would it be haram or bad? It's halal for her to work for some other guy, but for her own husband it's a bad thing? Because, of course we all know the advantage. If she works at her husband's company, then really, she's the president of the company, true or false, right? But that's not the point. Is that what the Prophet ﷺ is describing? Is he's describing a different world to the companions and to that generation? They were living in a time where you would go out to the market, and this is what's interesting. They would just make enough money for what they need for the day. Let's say, I'm just throwing a false number out. Let's say someone knows that they need, let's just say, 3 dirhams per day. That's their daily expense. So if he opens a store and he makes 3 dirhams by Maghrib or by Asr, he'll shut down and come home. If he makes 3 dirhams in the early part of the day, he'll shut the store and go home. Like, they only got what they needed for the day. Now, even as a business mentality, that's completely different today. Like today, let's say I only need 3 dirhams per day. But if I make it in the early morning, I'll immediately start, okay, well, let me keep working then and put in extra hours so I can make 9 dirhams per day. And now I'm 3 days ahead, then I can hire other people and like that. Like that famous story, the funny story about this man who was sitting at the dock, watching the sunset. Then a young man who studied business comes to him and says, what do you do? He said, I'm a fisherman. He says, I just get this much fish per day, and then I sit and come and relax and and watch the sunset. He says, you shouldn't do that. The young man tells him, you should not do that. What you should do is you should work extra hours. Push yourself, even for months, push yourself extra and make a lot more than what you need. He says, then what? He says, then you'll have extra money to get another boat. And he says, then what? He said, push that other boat as well. Were you working both boats extra time, overtime, making more than what you need? He said, then what? He said, then you'll have a whole fleet of boats. He says, then what do we do? He says, when you have that much fish, you can open your own fish warehouse. He says, then what? He says, then you can get your own, you know, refrigerated trucks and you can be delivering and you can have a whole corporation. He says, then what? He says, once that corporation is making a lot of money, he says, then you can finally retire. He says, then what do I do when I retire? He says, you can sit by the dock and watch the sunset. So he basically brought him back exactly to where he already was, you know. Long story, but the point is that that was the same mentality that they had. The early Muslims, like a man would just work when he gets his what he needs for the day. Sometimes he would, you know, shut down the store and just, that's it. So An-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam here is telling you that how the world will become, commerce will be so plentiful. So in the old days, you know, I sold onions, let's say. I would sell onions and when I make what I need for the day or I sell the onions that I have, I go home and my wife is sitting at home. There isn't, even if she comes to work with me, there's nothing but to sell these onions. But the Prophet ﷺ is saying that commerce is going to be so plentiful in the future that I'm going to have to, instead of my wife staying home waiting for me, I'm going to need her to come to work and help me out. That's how much business and money there is. So it's not saying there's anything wrong with if your wife helps you out in your business. The ties of kinship will be severed. We understand what that means. We've seen that. We see sometimes family members that don't speak to each other at all, some others who haven't spoken to each other for years, and relationships severed completely. People will give false testimony and truthful testimony will be hidden, and literacy will become widespread, meaning a lot of people will know how to read. Now, if you compare this one to the one before, to the one coming up now, in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ, narrated by Anas ibn Malik, said, the hour will not be established. Or, he could have said, the narrator says, from the signs of the hour is that knowledge will be lifted. Ignorance will become prevalent. Alcohol will be consumed. Adultery will be widespread. Men will decrease and women will increase until there is a single man to 50 women. Yani each 50 women will have one qayyim, someone looking over their affairs. So we've got ignorance becoming prevalent, whereas the one before it, we had literacy becoming widespread. Literacy increasing and ignorance increasing. How is that possible? One explanation, it could be that we're talking about different time periods. All right. So it could be that literacy increasing, that's one period of time. And then time progresses and then ignorance increases. That's one. Another explanation could be a lot of people know how to read, but we're talking about ignorance in the religion. If it's talking about ignorance in the religion, knowing how to read has nothing to do with it, which is very similar to what's happening today. Today, most people know how to read. And how much ignorance is there about people concerning their own religion, about Islam? So, they don't have to contradict. That's one. The hour will not be established until knowledge will be lifted when the souls of scholars are taken. It's not by them suddenly becoming ignorant. Ignorance will become prevalent when that happens. So that's why many believe that this hadith is towards the end of time. Even though some of the things are happening today, but it's towards the end of time, especially the 50 women to one man. So when knowledge is lifted from the hearts of the scholars are taken, knowledge is lifted, ignorance will become prevalent. That's towards the end of time. Alcohol will be consumed. That started already. You know, if you look at there are about 60 Muslim countries or something like that. How many of them have alcohol prohibited? Like for real, for real. One or two countries actually really have alcohol prohibited, but then the rest have it by law, but there's no punishment if you're consuming alcohol, and so on and so forth. Adultery will be widespread. And we'll see that. We're seeing that happening in Muslim lands, increasing so much that you wouldn't think something of the top major sins would be increasing so much. I remember I was in a Muslim country, and there was a joke in the newspaper. Someone read it to me, and I was so offended, like, How could you put a joke like this for the believing men and women? Look, what is funny about that? Like, now I have no hatred of a major sin. I hear about it and I laugh. That's one problem. And number two, when you keep joking about things like that, what happens is that it becomes the norm. Like, I'm not shocked or turned off when I hear about that anymore because it's so much of a joke. And that's why, by the way, I never, ever, ever, all these jokes about people being high and being smart, and so many jokes about people being high that it becomes the norm. If someone's high, what's the big deal? So make sure, do not joke, you know, jokes about adultery and zina and things like that nature. Men will decrease and women will increase. Now, what is behind that? There are actually a number of good explanations. One is it's possible that it would be because of wars. And typically in wars, more men will die than women. So that's one. Two, for whatever reason, people will just give birth to more women. And there's some very, very interesting articles on and theories from scientists as to why more women are being born. So, but either way, whether it's natural causes or due to deaths and what have you, or some virus comes that will just target men, for example, the nagging virus. Anyways, just kidding. Until, the hadith says, until there is a single man to 50 women. We're not talking about husbands here, but one person will have 50 female family members to look after. They're all under his care or in the same house or what have you. But again, every time you look at the signs before the day of judgment, there's just a testimony to the truthfulness of the Prophet ﷺ and that he was a genuine prophet. Otherwise, how would he know all this in the future? صلى الله وبارك على محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته